to the color of a B, the color of an L, to the color of a O, the color of a R, to the color of a D, crimson red, for a big accident, accident.
A photocopier hunts yellow magic orchestra. I'm just monkey in a room with your furniture. You're losing, you're losing your bodily fluids. I guess so, somewhat syllabic. You butchered your set list with vocal gymnastics. You swagger as if you're the hub of their universe. You're off your, you're off your, you're off your bleeding rocker. I'm just monkey in a room with your furniture. I'm just monkey in a room with your furniture.
Oh good, oh good, oh good.
Okay, I've been waiting and waiting for time to talk on air because I haven't seen Nadia in weeks. Because Nadia's been in...
First, we were in Michigan, so we flew into Detroit with the mom and the brother. And then we went to my cousin's wedding, which mentioned God a few times in the vows, which is weird. And it was in a church, which was weird.
None of the weddings we go to are in churches.
No. Then there was a reception that was in this building that looked like a little castle, and it was cute.
That's cute.
Yeah, and there was a really cute band playing like old-time standards.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then after the wedding, the husband and I, Mr. Me and Me, drove from Detroit to... Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, which is in central Illinois. It was like a 6-hour drive. We had crossed through the state of Indiana.
Wow.
Just like a little tiny part, though. We were a little freaked out when we saw the Welcome to Indiana signs. Like, what?
We didn't know we were going to Indiana.
No one informed us. We basically drove It seems like there would be a more direct way, but we basically drove straight across, almost to Chicago, and then turned down.
Hmm.
It was a little strange. But the purpose of the trip, which I couldn't talk about in the off chance that the person would listen to the show, was to surprise my internet friend, Ben Chalotta, who I've known for internet 14 years, which is longer than I've known anybody except Steve Ford and my family. So we got our neighbors to make us squirrel outfits because for some reason I decided that the best way to surprise Ben was to dress up as squirrels and throw acorns at him. So we've been coordinating with his wife for a few months, and she made sure he was going to be home. He had to officiate a wedding earlier that day, but they were going to be back at an appointed time.
Mm-hmm.
And we found his house, which is just adorable neighborhoody cuteness USA town with trees and stuff.
Wow.
On the streets.
We're not used to that.
No. And we snuck up. And then we
discreetly in your squirrel costume.
Discreetly in the squirrel costumes, holding plushy acorns.
Oh, good.
And they have a big.
Like, well, that might hurt. But they're plushy. That's good.
They have a big window on their door, so we look in, and they're both sitting on the couch, like feet from the door.
Oh.
I was worried that the jig would be up. Uh-huh. Prematurely, but no, they didn't see us, and so we knocked on the door, and Sarah made Ben answer, and and we yelled, "You're not a squirrel!" and threw acorns at him, and the range of emotions on his face was like, "Who are these people? Are these people I know from the internet? Oh, I know her!" And then I think he cried.
Aww,
he's very sensitive.
That's so fun.
It was so great.
That's great.
It was the best.
What a great, great thing to do.
Yeah. We were pretty happy.
And now you have squirrel outfits.
Now we have little squirrel outfits. Just tails and hats. We didn't have time to get
and
the
hole. And you
have
space to pack. You can't really bring a giant tail.
Yeah, if we had brought a whole like mascot costume, that would have been extra luggage for each of us, which would have been a pain.
Yeah.
It would have been kind of fun to have TSA have to scan those.
Finally, okay.
Catito has been thinking about jumping.
Catito has been taunting me, threatening to jump
for
my lap.
For 16 minutes.
Yeah, up and down, up and down. And finally he just got the lap. Now settle down.
No, no settling. Just standing on tiny paws.
Anyways.
Yeah, it was great. We love them. They're so nice. It's weird to, know somebody online for a really long time.
Yeah,
because
you don't know their mannerisms or how they are in person. And you're not used to their presence. So
yeah.
You feel like you know all this stuff about them. It's actually how I feel about internet friends in general, even just like people who I Twitter or live journal more than see.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I see people in person, I'm like, I know all this shit about you.
Right, but haven't heard it from your mouth,
yeah,
so it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know how to... I'm just not very good at the internet friend.
It's hard. I mean, it would have been weirder if Ben and I hadn't like been letter-writing friends and
right.
Talking to each other on the phone.
You were,
friends.
Yeah, friends before the internet was really the internet.
Yeah, we were news group friends.
Great.
Yeah. And we're both total saps, so we still have like all of the letters we ever wrote each other.
Cute.
And, yeah. So the weird thing is that he is basically has a ton in common with Mr. Me. I guess shouldn't really surprise
right.
me.
No, you like people who like. Really, Will? Okay.
But they're going to be repurposed. He's going to make something.
Oh wow, it's just kind of makes my heart ache a little bit though. It's okay.
Mr. Me is cutting up old T-shirts and he's going to create something like a T-shirt golem. I think.
And he's cutting up a
stormtrooper.
A stormtrooper shirt, which is hard for me to see.
It's a really cute print, too.
Okay. It's all right.
Oh,
it's all right.
I like how he's trying to be a loaf on you.
Yeah,
it's barely
he's totally
working.
Trying to chill out. Good job, Ito.
Ben and Sarah have the meanest, prettiest cat.
Meanest and
She's
prettiest.
So mean. They had to get her declawed as an adult because she was so mean.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, they didn't want to do it, but they knew that no one else would ever adopt her. Oh. And she would just sink her claws into them and then bite them as hard as she could.
Dear God.
Yeah. She has problems. But she's so pretty. She's like this big fluffy gray calico Maine Coon.
So you're like, so they have to constantly being like, yeah, she is pretty, don't pet her.
Basically, yeah. And every time she would hiss at us, they would say, oh, we're so sorry. Oh my God. It's okay. I was convinced that we would be friends, so I kept putting my finger in front of her. And she would hiss. And then I wouldn't take it away, and she wouldn't know what to do, and she'd have to, like, catch her breath.
And hiss some more?
Yeah. And then, you know, like, do the little... like, to re-wet her tongue to get more hiss. And then it just would hiss again.
Oh, my God.
It was funny.
Oh, kitties.
Yeah. Oh, hissy kitties.
Oh, neurotic kitties. I got a neurotic kitty in my lap. Trying to act like he's not a neurotic kitty.
Trying to act like he fits.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're being
so handsome.
But once I pet you, you move and then it's
yeah, okay. He's not mellow yet.
Okay.
Once he's old and fat, it'll be good.
Sit down again. And then you went to the other exciting places?
Yeah, then we had to drive to Chicago to get our flight out. And in Chicago, we went to the American Science and Surplus store, which I didn't know they had a store.
That didn't occur to me.
So they actually have two stores in Chicago.
Was it like going to the mothership?
Yeah, it was amazing. Just rows and rows of everything that's in their catalogs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. I got scary baby heads. Mr. Me got a weird military telephone.
It's really nice looking.
What else did we get? Oh, I got litmus paper. You never know when you're going to need it to test acids and bases.
Yeah. That's just a great party prop, being like, hey, guys. You know what we can do now? This is a good drink, but let's see.
Do you think this drink is more acid or base?
Yeah. We should totally have. And acid and base, you know, I'm surprised there's not totally, like, raves in the history of rave that have been called acid and base. Because there's, you know, acid house and there's base is base. And
drum and bass, yeah.
Yeah. You could totally have a house.
God, like a nerd rave.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Science rave.
And everyone would have to wear red or blue because the litmus strips are
yeah,
red or blue.
Red, blue, or they could be a scientist. I think they could be a scientist, or you could be a red litmus or a blue litmus. God, that's a fun party.
Yeah.
We should throw that party.
Totally. Maybe I'll just be a litmus paper
for Halloween. And then we can have a scientist.
Yeah.
Who can, like, have us go up and rub ourselves against people, and then they'll
wait,
be like...
no. Okay, no, never mind.
People would have to, like, salivate on us, and then we would turn
okay, never mind. No. No.
No, that's not a good idea.
I'm
pretty distraught about Halloween. I have to work an event on Halloween, which will be fun, but it's my Halloween night, and I might have to
work an event.
Really?
Yeah.
What event?
This Day of the Dead thing for the Misfits.
Which sounds like, if it wasn't on Halloween, sounds like a great night to work or whatever. I mean, I'm going to this big party, and that's going to be a benefit for my organization. But I have to think of a costume that I can kind of...
You can wear, but
be
work
and not be offensive and just be schmoozy and...
Yeah. Well, who's playing? Like, what's the theme?
DJs.
Oh.
I'm a little well, I shouldn't say. It's just DJs.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. But we were going to be, you know, a duo costume, and then
now it sounds like
we're not going to be in the same room.
Yeah. Are you drinking more Bullet and Jack Black? You're weird. It didn't even make it taste different. You should just do a shot of Bullet.
With a
Jack Black chaser. Jack Black back.
Jack Black back.
I'm glad that Mr. Me is here with us tonight.
Oh, this is not what I want to play right now.
Oh.
This show is not done.
No.
Hang on. Let me get some more ambient background music. I just don't even think it's even worth talking about
your week.
My week, because it's so boring.
Will, I mean, Mr. Me and I we're going to
switch gears with the cushion, by the way. We're going to go from like artsy electronica. This song is called... What's it called?
Oh, it's really long.
Norwegian Black Metal Sword Fight to the Death.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a great title.
That is a good title.
I just put it on there because I had to say the title.
So me more than Mr. Me was very excited to be able to hear the presidential debate on the plane. I was very excited that they had live TV on the plane. This was really something that upset me when I found out when the debates were
going to
be.
Because he couldn't decide who he was going to vote for?
I like hearing the debates.
I know, that's just my ongoing joke. We had an event at work. Braff had an event on Thursday night, the same night as the vice presidential debate. And everybody's excuses. Well, I'm going to go home and watch the vice president. It's like, you're just going to go watch a car crash. That's why you want to go. You just want to go see her fuck up. And, you know, TiVo it and watch it on the internet. And I don't know. I'm over it, but still. That was my joke. Oh, because you need to know. You need to decide. I see.
I got to watch the VP debate when we were waiting for our layover in Salt Lake City. So I got to see them both. And I was upset that I wasn't going to get to see either.
Oh. Because I care that much.
I watched a little bit of both on the internet. And then I got fed up and couldn't watch anymore.
And I'm going to go over to a watching party on Tuesday to watch the next one. I'm really into this election.
I'm going to a show. Well, I mean, whatever. I've already decided. I'm fine. I'm going to a show on Tuesday. It's going to be really good. It's at the Dunard.
Who is that?
Bright Black Morning Light. I'll play a song later on by them.
I'm chewing.
And on Wednesday, Wire is playing. Basically, my story as of recent is that it is the season for shows, and I've been going to a lot of shows, and I'm really broke because of it. I keep being like, no more shows. That's it. I can't afford any more. Except next week is Wire, and I have to go to that.
But the last time we saw Wire, it sucked.
I know, but that was their first reunion tour. Mm. So I'm hoping that things change. Basically, I wasn't going to go see them, but I went and saw Mission of Burma, and they were amazing. They were one of the best shows I've seen in so long. Mm. They were so great. And then I was like, well, I have to go at least give Wire that chance, because I love their music more. It's just...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I can't afford it anyways. Not sure.
No.
Definitely going to the Tuesday show, though, because that's going to be cheaper and small and cool.
I'm seeing John Waters tomorrow night.
Oh, where? Talk?
Yeah, Talk at the Castro.
Oh, love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
You want to play music?
Yeah, let's play some music.
Hang on, let me...
Do you got something queued up?
I do. Okay.
I can talk about snacks real quick.
I went back. Damn it. Yeah, talk about something because I've got to figure this
out. Nadia got all kinds of salty. Tomorrow I'm starting a cleanse program. And to celebrate, we're having salty processed food and beer as my last huzzah of food I can't eat tomorrow.
What kind of stuff do you want to play? What did you I'll play the malaria and then you can play Wire.
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay.
But, you know, act surprised when you listen, guys. You can be like, oh, wow, it's a whole set of post-punk and we didn't even know.
Ich seh deine braunen Augen, dein braunes Haar. So lang und schön. Oh, nur noch eine Stunde an deinem Munde und dann musst du gehen. We'll be right back.
duschen, ab in die Fabrik. Geh duschen, und ich komme mit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good interlude.
Dude, that Malaria song was great.
Which one? Malaria. I like them.
They were super.
Thank you, E-Music, for helping me find bands from the 80s that I've never heard of.
Our podcast was brought to you by
E-Music.com.
And Last FM. It's the truth. They should sponsor us. They should give us money.
Yeah, and free downloads. Great. That would be great.
That'd be great.
Dear E-Music and Last FM, important type peoples who are listening to our podcast right now.
We have two listeners right now, and that's one person from E-Music and one person from Last FM. Both of y'all.
Certainly not Mr. Me and Jared.
No. No. They're very important bigwigs.
Oh, I have a call-in to play later.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. It's really short, so we're going to have to be quick.
Okay.
People should call us at... Oh, God, it's been a long time since I've...
I don't remember our phone number.
510-380-UNIT.
Sounds right.
Great. Call that.
See what happens.
If it's not our voicemail, just say hey.
Make a friend.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not us.
Try to mispronounce their name really bad if a person picks up. Is Mr. Schneivlar Fenglinson in? People always say my name.
Why? Yes, this is Mr. Snivlin Schifarskinsen. How did you know?
It's good to have a weird name you know when somebody's calling to try to get you to do something because they don't know how to say your name.
Yep. Yeah. I'm pretty mean to... I get so many sales calls at work. I get called by robots every day. Hi, we have an important message for you.
Yeah.
You know?
I get one about my car insurance being... out of date or something at my work phone.
You don't have a car.
Double suckers. This isn't a residence and I don't know how to drive.
Super double suckers. Okay, so...
We just started looking at food
stuff
and talking
about food. We have so many good props to talk
about,
though. So 2 weeks ago, we, on air, you witnessed us peruse the Lehmans.com website and fall in love with their many Amish products. And I brought the catalog for Nadia, which is just littered with post-its that I have made on pages where I want to something.
It's really awesomely Amish.
It's really great. We can talk about this forever. And then Nadia brought down her new pickling book for me to look for through because I'm in a pickling season. And then I also brought... Where is it? Something for us to look at online. I think, Nadia, you gave this to me, but it's just... Me and the boy were having such a fun time reading it today.
Well, they have Uncle Wiggly, my friend who lived in a house that didn't have electricity, had the game Uncle Wiggly.
Yeah, I remember Uncle Wiggly.
It's apparently for people who go to Montessori school or the Amish. Did I give that to you?
I don't know.
We've.
Yeah, this is Good Housekeeping's appetizer book. Irresistible. What is it? Canapés,
and
hors d'oeuvres, and
hors d'oeuvres.
Nibblers. Let me get the year on this. That's a nice illustration right there.
That is nice.
That's a nice illustration.
When we were in Illinois, we found a bunch of books that I really wanted to take home that were home decorating books from the 50s and 60s. Actually, probably from the 70s with the kinds of colors that were going on in those.
Oh.
Short order, dips and dunks.
Speedy tuna dunk. Half cup of butter or margarine. Fourth cup of stuffed olives. One can of tuna.
Wait, no, that's it?
Yep. Cream butter with olives and tuna.
Oh,
until
my
well
God.
Blended.
Oh, that sounds mouth coating.
See, this is all we did all morning, and it was amazing. And I keep finding more. There's just
for some reason I read Edom Bowl as Sodom Bowl. I need to get new glasses.
No, Edom, not Sodom. Sodom and Edom together.
That's
a whole new fetish that I'm not
delicious.
Willing to accept yet. Karachi appetizer. What's karachi?
Probably something that they decided was too disgusting.
Hot pepper seasoning. So on the back page, like this, check this out. This is like toothpicks holding God. Toothpick holding little shrimps, but like
they've shoved them into the basket
but like as my boy was pointing out, how is this different than shrimp?
No,
this is not a recipe.
You know what the difference is? That basket is full of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, it is. You're right. With a with a goblet, a huge goblet of tomato juice.
Goblet. Oh, maybe it's of that
sauce.
Oh, of
sauce. Cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
So you take it off the basket and dip it in the sauce.
And then you roll it in the macaroni
Then you
cheese?
Stick your face in the basket of cheese and go, ah, da, da,
da. And when the basket's empty, everybody puts their keys in it. Yeah.
Hey, this one's already got some cheese on it.
Oh. Yuck.
Dinty more celery sticks?
Oh, is that like one, dipping celery one into cup, chili?
Opened and pointed. I didn't even look at this. I just opened it and just started reading. 1 cup canned corned beef, 2 tablespoons cream cheese, 1/4 cup canned sauerkraut juice, and celery stalks. Combine all the ingredients except celery. Mix well.
Mm-mm.
And then you put it in the celery.
Mm-mm.
Corned beef?
Mm-mm.
Corned beef is disgusting. I don't care if you eat meat or not.
I've heard it's really good. I don't think I've ever tried it.
Snowman
Steve
appetizer?
Loves it.
Hey.
Raising goats and beekeeping.
What she's looking at is much better than what I'm looking at. I know. So, yeah, every time I go out to nature and, you know, to the fucking middle of nowhere, I just start thinking, you know, maybe our time in the city is...
Champaign Urbana is lovely. Ben and Sarah, their mortgage is $9.95. Their mortgage on the home that they own.
But then how much do they make?
Enough to pay a $9.95 mortgage.
Yeah.
Still not let us pay for anything while we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben works at a library, and Sarah works at a computer lab at the community college.
I don't know, Kat. Ow! Okay. So I went to a wedding over the weekend. And it was in Petaluma, and it was up in the hills, and they made us walk up a big hill. But then the view was worth it, because it was really beautiful, and there was big twisty oaks. And, you know, it's only like a fucking hour and a half from the city. Like, you can still come down for parties and stay overnight, you know?
It's expensive up there, though.
Yeah, it's anywhere you can drive to the city, it's still expensive. But still, like...
2 hours from Chicago.
I have no opposition to... I couldn't live away from the ocean.
That's what people say, but when's the last time you went to the ocean?
But I like seeing the bay on my way to work. I ride my bike again along the Embarcadero, and I really like it.
Yeah.
I missed my bike ride. I don't know. Well, if
Chicago's
you guys,
by the Great Lakes.
If you guys moved somewhere, I would probably move there too.
Excellent.
I don't really care.
Just
got to
get a few more people on board. Mr. Me, do you still feel like we could just go live on their beautiful porch?
We're not talking anytime soon, right? Because, like, you know, I'd probably work for a few more years at this job.
Yeah, well, we have to work for a few more years and save up money.
Yeah.
To buy some land. And some goats.
And then we can have a whole garden and grow all our own food.
Yeah.
And a canning, separate house for canning and pickling.
Yeah. We've been talking about this.
In fact, do we even need a house? Can we just use the house for the canning and pickling, and then we can just like sleep outside?
They have tons of bugs.
Oh.
They have fireflies.
Oh, that's cute.
They also have cicadas, which was crazy. There was all this chirping, and I was like, what's that? What's the noise? And they were like, oh, it's cicada season. And then Sarah went and brought me a cicada shell, because they molt. And they just leave...
the empty
little replicas of themselves.
Gross.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Lincoln cheese log.
Illinois is the land of Lincoln.
Land of Lincoln? Is that their motto?
Yeah, that's like on their license plate.
The land of Lincoln.
They're a blue state.
They got a really great show that you guys have to go see in the gallery next to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one right below my house, Johansson Gallery, but the next one, which is, I can't remember the name of the one next to it, but it's, has a ton of D&D humor.
Mm.
And they have...
I don't play D&D!
Well, you would still get the humor. It's more of like, you know, just because
I play D&D,
yeah, you might know someone
dwarf.
Who might, and therefore you might get some of the jokes.
Don't
maybe
bring my character out. You'll mess it up. It's not in a protective sleeve. Shut up. Stuff's
wow.
not on index cards.
It looks really organized.
It is very organized.
A lot of care went into that.
I get really irritated when people start chatting during game. Like, focus, people, focus.
You know, Jared, you're listening, and I keep telling you that these guys play D&D, and there's no need to be embarrassed.
I'm a dwarf. My name is Varmod. That's my miniature. I'm not done painting it yet, so his face doesn't look that good.
That's awesome. So, yeah, you guys have to go because it's like it's both campaign and political humor and D&D humor at the same time.
Mm.
I'm not going to say any more because you just have to go see it.
That sounds good.
It's
okay.
Pretty good.
We'll come over and we'll eat at that yummy restaurant by your house so we can go look.
What yummy restaurant by my house?
The Golden Lotus.
Oh, Golden Lotus. Yeah, that's not that close. We had that the other night. Only I want people to have that for a while.
Oh.
'Cause I'm
Wednesday? I don't know. Maybe. We can go on Wednesday. What are you doing on Wednesday?
Wednesday I have therapy.
Oh, okay.
And then at 9 o'clock I was either going to go back over and see Wire, which I actually, come to think of it, I'm not going to be able to make that.
Oh.
After 9, I'm out of therapy and I ride my bike home.
Okay. Is the gallery open after 9?
No.
Okay.
You'd have to go like, I think it closes at like 6 or something.
We'd never make it. We'd have to go on the weekend.
Yeah. I think the weekend basically. I'm not doing anything on Saturday.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'll check.
You know what? I just forgot. I forgot that we're on the radio.
Oh, who cares? Jared, you don't care.
I was making plans with Nadia. I'm sorry, you guys.
Whatever. They say they like it when we talk, and this is what we talk about.
Yeah, I really did forget for
suckers
a second here.
Suckers listening to us. You guys aren't suckers. We love you.
You should call in and tell us what we should pickle next. Why don't you cue up our talk track, and then after your talk track, I'll...
I have a talk track.
You're, Not talk track, you're
not
call
talk track.
You're calling.
Oh, okay.
Or
do you have a tracky track to
Yeah, I can
play?
Pick up a tracky track here.
Nice.
I'll do this really cute, very sweet little love song that's really cute. It's not a love song, but it's very like wispy and really cute.
Okay, so I'm gonna play the talk or yeah, I'm gonna play try to play.
Alright.
Go. Wait. Go.
This is Replacement Grain reporting from Berkeley, California. Present snack status is bacon. Thank you.
Well, almost.
Oops.
Jeez, give us a break.
It's 9 seconds.
Let's live always in the dream.
Dogs are everywhere, almost everywhere that I go. They have too much and then they have too much again, and then more. They leave their scent behind them everywhere they go. Oh, dogs are everywhere,
They're outside smoking cigarettes. Matthew was there, yes, he gave me the eye, saying it doesn't kill to try. Then blue lights all around. Eva, I'm sorry, but you will never have me. To me, you're just some fair girl, and I need a lover with soul power, and you ain't got no soul power. Eva, I'm sorry, but you will never have me. To me, you're just some faggy girl, and I need a lover with soul power. Must be aware I'm not alone. I've got a tigress back at home, and besides, you would know what to do with me. And under the blue lights, you should gossiping, 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 gossiping. Eva, I'm sorry, but you will never have me. To me, you're just some faggy girl, and I need a lover with soul power, and you ain't got no soul power. Eva, I'm sorry, but you will never have me. To me, you're just some faggy girl, and I need a lover with soul power, and you ain't got no soul.
Singing songs in exile, you were born for Stodden's crown. Enough with self-denial. So don't you close the door on fate when she comes to call, and tell her that you join her there at the masquerade's ball. Funny how some people never love at all. We'll take the whole shebang. From the stars, like Maxwell demons, silver disc into this world of ours. Funny how we keep our loving true. Take the whole shebang. Free your heart of guilt and shame.
space from the chandelier. Lost in times, it breaks my heart. I have my tears. We'll take the whole shebang.
We're looking up the merits of different cities.
Nani and I are having a we can move there. No, we can't. War.
We can move to Champaign-Urbana. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
So, yeah. It's about as as densely populated as Oakland.
And they've had all of, like, 3 murders.
And we've had 150.
Yep.
And what are the politics like, though?
Blue state. It's the land of Lincoln. Look at this.
Land of Lincoln.
This is the Kerry Edwards for the 2004, 75%.
All right.
Oh, wait, that's for us. They are?
Half.
Fitty-fitty.
Fitty-fitty.
But.
That's enough.
All in all, it's a blue state. I guess it's always a blue state.
Oh.
I put a talk
track.
Good job finding talk real quick.
Yeah, nice.
Beijing Chinese Orchestra.
Get down.
Know.
I like it.
Yeah. So I think mostly people work at the university there.
Let's look up Oregon.
You know what's awesome about Oregon?
Oregon doesn't have any jobs.
Huge meth problem.
Yeah, they do.
No jobs.
But they have my friends in it.
Yes.
They got people, and I can still drive to Burning Man.
what city? I guess we should play a song.
Yeah, this is not really interesting to you. You might
is it?
Have
is it?
You might have convinced yourself that you enjoy listening to us do this, but you don't.
Let us know if you want to move to a different city with us too.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing to let us know.
Yeah. 380 unit, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna listen to this.
Let's play
something else. And we're gonna look at cities.
Yeah. And by the time we come back we'll know where we want to live.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. chemical and they find the flaw. Don't you see when you're looking at me that I'll never end, transcend, transcend in it.
I'm coming in with an eye. Look, look at this hide inside of your temple. Looks just like the inside of the brain of any one man. And he thinks this thing to me. Will? Me! Shun! Me! Dimension! Me! Dimension! Thank you.
Wow, I feel a little sleepy after all the music.
Look at that, Mr. Me. What is that? Look at that heart made out of twigs. Isn't that
beautiful? Nadia's looking at property in
our new town of Champaign-Urbana, Illinois.
I'm still hoping we can go to...
Oh, that was your music playing.
Oh, sorry. That's we can talk over that.
Oh, we're talking about whatever. Who cares? We're going to go soon.
Yeah. We only got a few minutes. We're just going to pop on and say...
Say bye, guys.
Give it goodbye.
I bit my tongue and I burnt my tongue, so if I'm talking a little weird, that's why.
You're not talking weird, but it's the thing about the burnt tongue, the tongue things is they always feel so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so I'm trying to avoid touching.
It's like when you have a really painful pimple and you feel like it's throbbing and waving at people.
Feel like you're just being supported by a string coming from the pimple. You're being hung by your painful, weirdly
that,
located.
That's holding
pimple.
A sign.
Yeah, that says "World's Hugest Pimple."
Yeah, it's not though. It's not.
Do you have a thing that you're gonna play? Because we're gonna bring. I could play it. I could just do something and then Yeah, we're looking at this one house. It's really hard to read the description of it because they just wrote it in a gigantic block of text. And they say it has extra features. And as far as we can tell, that feature is that they made it a heart out of twigs and that they have a pond. They have
an outdoor
lean-to and a small grain bin.
What?
There's a wooden barn with hayloft that has been used for livestock, loafing shed with concrete floor.
What's a loafing shed?
And outdoor lean-to and a small grain bin.
They're talking to people who know what these things are. We're not the market.
Yeah. No, we are, because I want it.
What's a bumper pool?
I don't know. Goldfish pond with waterfall. Has a wildlife mural behind.
Oh!
Yeah.
How come there's no pictures of that?
That is a feature, guys.
Is it a painting of light?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And a whirlpool.
Will got that joke. No one else did.
Glass block walk-in shower. Hot.
Awesome.
An exercise pool where you swim against jets?
What?
All right, guys. So that's also on 15 acres, okay? How much do you think that costs? You're wrong. It's only $199,000. That's right. Yours for the low, low price of $199,000. Gotta hate California.
Yeah.
Let's make a list of the pros of California. Ocean.
Freaky people. I can walk around like looking like this.
There are freaky people in Champaign.
I can't walk around like this all the time.
Yeah, you totally can. They have this weird... They've got the university, which is beautiful. And then we went to an open mic night, and we met this kid whose name is Nodal Nim. And he's going to school there at the special school that's called the School for Creating a Society, which is all about performance art and music. They have a school...
But where do those kids go when they graduate? They don't stay there.
But there are always people there.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have really. I don't. I would worry that I would not actually have a community there. Like here, I have
Ben's
like
a freak of nature.
Freaks that are gonna be around me all the time at the office.
I mean, he's incredibly strange.
Yeah.
Not only is he a weird person, but like he's full of neurological disorders. So like you have to like weird people, and then you have to not mind weird people who have funny walks and tics and stuff.
I don't mind that.
Well, no, we don't mind that. And obviously he has a ton of friends who are weird enough to also not mind. Mm. A freak. Who
so
couldn't get his salsa on his burrito because he was too Tourette's-y and he couldn't move the salsa.
What?
He has Tourette's and he was like having a tic and he couldn't like move his arm to get the salsa. What was it, Mr. Me? Yeah. Mm. And he was trying to figure out a way around it instead of letting us help. It was cute and weird.
Hmm.
Are they playing the Bonanza song?
Are you? What are you playing?
Playing Playa Del Mar. It's just like a medley.
It's nice.
They're a good surf music band. They're just playing a bunch of Western TV themes.
Yeah, it's just a medley.
That's cute.
Should we play, should I play Junior Boys or LCD Sound System? Both are...
Play Junior Boys.
A little more. Yeah, I'm excited to have this album, but I've had it like lots of years. Okay. It is very good.
We're going to play some stuff and then we're going to go away.
And then we'll be back next week, and I have decompression.
Oh, okay.
I'm very sorry. My stupid job has to make me work a lot. But, yeah. So, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
See ya. Farmhouse. Okay, bye. Farmhouse.
God, farmhouse.
That is gorgeous.
That is really great. I like that better than the other place.
No, the other place has a nature mural.
Well, I didn't have a picture of the nature mural. I wanted to see.
It has
is
to
it
be
like
beautiful.
Ducks and
it has to be.
Oh.
It's got to be beautiful. Do you see that twig art? Okay, bye.
The animals have patriotic hats on.
But it's the land of Lincoln. Maybe it's Lincoln with animals.
Wow.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like a Snow White version of Lincoln.
Yes. That's probably what it is.
Baby animals flocking around him.
Like maybe there's like a bunch of duckies in his stovepipe hat and he's cradling them. Yeah. Okay, now we're gonna go
really,
now,
really. Okay, I'll see you later.
It's just a lie. It's just a lie.